Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Spectrum Business knows small business owners have to do it all. Get Spectrum One for Business. Just $49.99 a month for internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for a year. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Believe in Everything Auburn is brought to you by Bet Online. The tournament is finally here, and Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contest out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device, and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. So head to Bet Online today and get in on all the action. And remember to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That is BLEAV. Bet Online. The game starts here. War Eagle, everybody. Welcome back. Believe in Everything Auburn. Taylor Davis, Jason Campbell. Ready to dive into Everything Auburn. It's a great week here in Nashville. The aftermath of a huge Tigers victory. The guys headed back home as SEC tournament champs. So we are going to bring you all the recap action, preview the tournament a little bit, and any other news and notes in and around Auburn athletics. Per usual, Jake Cam, what's up, my guy?
Ooh, what a weekend of basketball. You know, I'm a huge basketball person. And, you know, I watched the women's basketball last week when they played. And then this week, the SEC tournament, missed a little bit of a game on Saturday for various reasons, but, you know, there's good reasons. But, you know, got a chance to see the Tigers close that thing out on Sunday. What Bruce have done with this team has been incredible when you think about it. One big signee last year, but built mostly from transfer guys with a chip on their shoulder.
Yep.
You know, and I think that just – that's the motto, you know, get guys that are hungry. And had that hunger. And then congrats to the women's basketball program. Made the tournament first time in 5 years. Awesome. They've been trending up for the last 3 years. I really think this team, they played with a lot of, they kind of like the men's a little bit. They played a lot of heart on defense. So playing Arizona Thursday night at 7 p.m. Be tune in, check them out.
Yeah. Both of them are 11 seeds. So it should be a good one. If they win against Arizona on Thursday, they are playing in Storrs, Connecticut. If they win that one, then they'll play Syracuse, who is a sixth seed. And if they win that one, they will play UConn. And we'll talk about UConn on the men's side as well, because there's been a lot of controversy about the bracket. But speaking of pressure, the guys are certainly going to have it after putting on a show in the SEC tournament this past week, and they are going dancing. But a lot of eyes on them, because they certainly looked like a team capable of seeing themselves in the Final Four. I mean, you watching that team this week, I watched them and thought multiple times, how does this team not go all the way? If they play like that, I don't know how they don't end up in that situation at the end of this. But it's, can they do that the rest of it? And I saw a quote from Katie Johnson heading into the SEC tournament, and a lot about, you know, the way that Auburn kind of hit that part of the latter half of season where they were either pummeling people by 20 or losing by 20. And it caused a lot of people to kind of count Auburn out. And sometimes teams don't even pay attention to that. Sometimes they hear it and it gets the best of them. I think that this team took it as kind of a chip on the shoulder. It's not going to be our entire personality that we're the underdog, but we hear what people are saying. And honestly, we hold ourselves to a higher standard than some of the results that we had, Kentucky, Florida, Alabama, whatever. And that's kind of how they played this week. There was an air about them. I was in the green room, which is in the hallway right off the court. And when they came in just to like, they hadn't even taken the court, but they were in that hallway. They were like waiting to go in. Some of them were stretching. They had music on. They were bouncing around. They were laughing. Like, they were loose and fired up the entire time. From the moment they stepped into the arena to the time they left, there was just this air about them, but it was very sure of themselves. It was like, we know who we are and what we do, and we have confidence that we're about to show that to everyone else. If that's what they carry, I have no doubt in this team. And I think the biggest advantage for them, Jay, it was certainly advantageous in the tournament, and it will be for the next few weeks if they go on a run, is the depth. You watch some of these teams, they've got their one or two big hitters for sure. But if something goes awry with them, you fall off a little bit. Auburn's bench comes up. They don't skip a beat. Nothing drops off with this team. Those 10, 11 guys, they all bring something, and they all play with the same fire and intensity. So I know you. The only game you didn't see was Saturday's, and that was honestly probably the toughest one that we had. Mississippi State played a great defensive game as well. But from what you've seen and what you have learned about this team, what has impressed you and what is going to be the thing that carries them through March?
Ooh, tenacious defense. You know, defense wins championships. Like, I watched these guys play Sunday, and I was just amazed at the effort, running down the court, you know, to block a shot against the backboard when you think it's an easy layup. You know, the physical aspect that they play with. And let's be honest, everyone, they did not shoot the ball well in the first half. It just looks great the way they was playing because of the defense set the tone for the game right from the start. And they immediately took Florida out of their ball game, you know, by just pressuring the ball, like just the type of, it was smothering blanket tile style defense. And when you think about winning a tournament, what is it going to take? Defense. Why did UConn win last year? They had really good defense and three-point shooters.
Yep.
You know, if you think about it. Why did San Diego State make it all the way to what the championship game the year before? Because they played great defense. They was ranked like one of the top two teams in the nation in defense. So Auburn, those categories where they're top 10 in a lot when it comes to defense. Now, the thing I didn't like was you go into the championship ranked 11, and then you win three games, you have to and win the SEC tournament. And then you still get put a four seed and you get sent all the way out to Washington. Like, I don't understand that aspect from a geographic standpoint. Like, why not put Auburn somewhere in the Midwest or somewhere on the East Coast where you know the fan base travels? And that's your whole aspect of to have fans at the games. So why not put a team that's attractive from a fan base perspective somewhere where there be a lot of Auburn people, but also reward the team for winning the tournament. I was just like, you know, you still place Kentucky up there at what, a two seed? I'm just like, really? Yep. Kentucky's a two seed? I was just like, so the disrespect and everyone's still behind that name, Kentucky. It's not the Kentucky of old where they had Jamal Mashburn and, you know, and all those guys that came through there where guys stayed for 3-4 years and you knew you had to beat Kentucky year in and year out to win the SEC. That's not their mode no more.
Right.
Now they're getting high school guys and they're one and done, most of them. And Calipari speaks of it all the time. It's hard to build a team when your kids are one and done.
Today's age.
So Auburn has kind of done it the right way. I see where Bruce come from. Bruce, like, look, I recruit some one and dones. But majority of my basketball team are going to be guys with a chip on their shoulder that's not one and done. They're going to be here for 2-3 years. And that's where you get the Jani Broom. That's where you get, you know, those guys.
Baker Mazar.
Yeah, Baker Mazar. Like those guys, you get those guys because you know they're going to be there. You know, they're like, the league's going to happen when it happens. But Jani's best thing was to come back for another year. He 1,000%. Really
1,000%.
So that's what I'm saying. You build teams that way, man. That's how you start to compete, win these championships. That's why I think Auburn is built, you know, for the long run in this tournament.
Yeah, I think so too. And look, the SEC has been incredibly competitive this year. The entire season, we've spoken about how the Big 12 and the SEC are really the conferences that have just dominated. And so this tournament had the expectation of being incredibly tough. So to come out of the SEC tournament with the championship this year in particular, I think is reason enough to be putting respect on Auburn's name. So I totally agree with you. The four seed in that bracket, in that part of the country, makes less than zero sense. But it's not just us. Alabama, UAB, Charleston, all going up there makes no freaking sense from a geographical perspective, from logic. Also, the fact that Spokane, Washington is even a regional site. What is that? Like, you might as well do like San Diego or something. Like, it's difficult to get up there. It's not a destination for fans to be intrigued by. It's expensive as hell to get up there. Like, it checks no box. So I'm lost on it. And yes, we had the benefit of being in Birmingham last year. So what, the next year you get screwed to like make it even?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like last year, did nobody tell them to put us in Birmingham? They decided to put us somewhere else in the bracket. But
and we still lost. So it's not a guaranteed advantage.
And they did it because of what? They was trying to get fans.
Yeah.
So if their whole motto was trying to get the support, then why you send us 6-hour flight away this time around? So
to a town no one's even heard of.
Yeah, I'm just like, it's not like you're sending this team to Seattle or San Diego or Los Angeles where people are like, oh yeah, I go, I make a vacation out of it. You know, like you're going to Spokane, Washington. People like, we're going to salmon fish. We're going salmon fishing. You know, we're going Newland fishing where you like, stick your head in the water and come up with a catfish and stuff.
Like, seriously. I really don't even know like where it is. Like, is it near Seattle? I don't know.
I don't know. Every time I went to Washington, it was pretty much in Seattle. So
yeah, you know, unfamiliar.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. Disrespect to Spokane. No disrespect. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Any of our listeners that live in Spokane.
Right. Why are we traveling all the way across the country?
Don't care. Yale too. Yale's on the East Coast. Like, none of this makes sense. Anyway, we're going to get to that in just a second. But real quickly about the SEC tournament, I still think that, you know, the results of that are not an indicator of how far some of these teams are going to go. I still think Tennessee is built to do some damage. I really think that Dalton Connect is just a rare breed. Like, I just, there is something different, huh?
Yeah, he's going to be number 2 pick in the draft.
I think so, and rightfully so. I was reading more about his story. I mean, this kid was overlooked for so long, and Rick Barnes, like, really got such a gem. And you watch him play. But they talk about how he essentially lives in their gym. Like, he's never not there by himself, with a trainer, with the whole team. Doesn't matter. Like, this kid is a gym rat, and he puts in the work. And you see it on the court. And I have so much respect for Rick Barnes. The Kai Ziegler's had a great season too. Like, I still have trust in Tennessee, and I still have confidence in what they're going to do in the tournament. Again, defense, like you said, and that is something that they have certainly shown. Did they come out and play lights out in the tournament like we all thought they would? No. Tennessee, Kentucky, and Alabama were all knocked out in their first game in the tournament. It's the first time since like 83 that the top 3 seeds all got eliminated in their first game. Not expected at all. I thought one of them could end up slipping just because of how well matched the SEC's been this year, but all 3 was insane. And honestly, Kentucky had the biggest crowd on hand here in Nashville until Auburn in the championship game. I was so freaking impressed with our crowd. It was, I couldn't hear myself think. You would have thought we were in Neville Arena. It really was insane. Auburn fans showed out on Sunday, but prior to that, the loudest and most obvious fan base attendance was Kentucky. And I kind of thought it was going to be Tennessee, given the Volunteers contingency here in Nashville and how good of a season they've had. But Kentucky showed they had home court advantage and still lost that game. So I was very surprised at those results. But us having those first 2 round byes, that is such an advantage. It was shocking that it didn't look that way for Tennessee, Kentucky, or Alabama, but we had so much energy and so much endurance, which was necessary for the opponents that we ended up with. South Carolina, physical. Mississippi State, physical. And then Florida. I do also want to say, like, the injury to Micah at the beginning of that game, like, that was one of the most gruesome injuries I have ever seen in my career. Like, it was horrid. And this kid, like,
Laura, I was like, oh,
it was, his leg just snapped. Like, I've never seen anything like it. And he played so hard all week. And I know how much he means to that team. So to witness all of that, like, you have to imagine that there was a part of their team that was, their mind was a little bit elsewhere, because that's how intense this injury was. And so I that adds a layer to it that it's hard from a, like, emotional standpoint to then go and, like, want to beat the crap out of them, you know, when they just experienced something like that. But our guys had, what stood out to me as they were in the best shape in the tournament. No one looked winded. They never lost any sort of stamina the entirety of the game. They are up and down the court quickly and with efficiency. And I just think it's a testament to the type of ball that Bruce believes in and what he prepares his guys to do. And that is going to be the difference in this tournament. I really believe that.
Yeah. You talk about the injury. I saw it. And then, you know, I saw the blood on the floor. I was like, ah, man, you know, because even at that time, Auburn was still, they came out dominating the game. And then, you know, the first thing when that happened, I was just like, you didn't really, from a TV standpoint, you couldn't tell what kind of injury it was. You just see blood. You know, you just like, okay, you know, somebody get cut or something. And then when they say a fractured ankle, I kind of knew what they meant at that point in time. Then when they brought his parents on the floor, they don't really bring your parents on the floor unless it's something, you know, to that magnitude. So, you know, definitely thoughts and prayers with him as he, wish him the best recovery and everything. And then you think about just Auburn perspective. Auburn baseball was in town too, playing Vanderbilt. So some of the fans might have been over at the baseball game until they figured out, hey, we might be playing on Sunday. So you got to split the budget somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Because let's get it. Nashville is a great city. It's not cheap by no means. So if you're going to go there and invest in a nice hotel for 3 days, you want to have some type of, you know, hey, are we going to make it to Sunday? You know that Sunday ticket is going to be a lot more expensive. So I think a lot of fans were just kind of playing a wait-and-see game.
Yeah.
But hoping that they was going to make it there. But then once they saw, hey, as soon as they beat Mississippi State, immediately they was buying tickets. You know, I would have drove up and came up myself, you know, but I couldn't on Sunday because I had to be in Auburn on Saturday. Then on Sunday, I would have had to come all the way up, and baby Jalen was like, you daddy. So not happening. So
she runs things now.
Right. She runs things right now. So I'm not the boss.
The Auburn faithful held their own in the arena. I will say that. And I think it definitely provided some juice for the guys, even when, you know, something tough like that happens. So it was an incredible scene, minus that situation, which really it let the air out of the arena. The arena was completely silent. Like, it was not your typical injury. And Auburn immediately got in a huddle and started praying. They brought the stretcher immediately. Like, it wasn't even a consideration of let's evaluate. It was like, get him out and get him to the hospital immediately. So
think about it in basketball. You know, like in football, you think about these gruesome injuries, but in basketball, every time a guy jumps up and come down, you know, anything can just happen.
Yeah.
You know, things you take for granted, you'd be like, you know, even when I go back and watch football games in the past and stuff, you just don't take that part for granted, you know, being able to walk off that football field healthy and whole.
Yeah.
And everything, you know, you just think it's just automatic, but it's just not that way. So
it's so true. I would say
Auburn is built. The thing that concerns me is, who we got on that side? UConn on this side?
Yes. You know, we start out with Yale, who's number 13. And a lot of people are speaking about the athleticism of our guards not faring well against Yale. So we start with them on Friday. And look, here's also I just think that Auburn is never going to get the benefit of the doubt in any sport, in any capacity. I just think that that's kind of our blessing and or curse, however you look at things. But I think in this regard, it's okay, because few people expected what we did in Nashville this past week. This team doesn't care.
Great teams look for something to spark them.
Yeah.
And they will take that and run with it. I can see KD right now just, you know, right now just got it posted up in the locker room.
100%.
You don't think Florida guards were big? Florida had a long team. People don't realize it was a long team. Mississippi State was a long team besides Hubbard, but he could shoot it from anywhere. But, you know, and South Carolina was a long team, you know, so – to me, quickness outbeats size any day when you're talking about the guard position. So even though Yale is long, they're not as quick as Holloway, KD. What's my guy with all the hair?
Donaldson.
Yeah, Donaldson. Yes. So, yeah. When you think about it, basketball is all about getting hot at the right time.
Yep.
Auburn peaked too soon the last 2 years going into the SEC tournament.
Yeah.
They was kind of trending downward when they went to the tournament. This year, they was trending upwards when they hit the tournament. It kind of reminds you of the 2019 team that trended upwards when they hit the tournament, and then they caught fire and those guys got hot.
Yep.
Which this team is a better defensive team than that team was. But yeah, we don't shoot it like Harper and Brown, but we shoot it really good. You know what I'm saying? We shoot it good enough, because the other thing, Janai inside right now, his presence is huge. So I like the way this team is built to go to the long run, because this is the type of team, even if you're struggling from outside, you can still win in a tournament because of defense and you got an inside presence. Anytime you have an inside presence, you can still win without outside shooting. So
yeah,
I like this team. Like, Bruce is going to use this motivation. And like I said, this team is playing with a little bit more of a chip. Found out his father passed away in August last year. So the guys kind of want to do it for him as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And this is these seniors' last time. We got great senior leadership. This is your last time. Keep suiting it up. So y'all know when it's going to be your last game.
That's the thing. And I know I made this point already, but that it was just what was glaring to me is some of these teams have these like one or two guys that draw all the attention, and they are absolutely incredible. We're going to see them play at the next level. But if anything slips with them, there's a completely different presentation on the court. That's not the case for Auburn. Like, yes, Janai has an ability to take over a game, but in reality, it is truly a team. Like, take your pick, and I can tell you five special things about them. When Jalen is on, he's incredible. When Denver Jones is on, there's your outside shooter. Denver Jones can go off. I don't know how many threes he had against Georgia the last home game, the last regular season game. But, like, when that kid gets hot, look out. Like, there, you pick. I just think that this team truly embodies team, and they all play so well together that I know that basketball can be an individualized game, but the going on a run, it's the sum of all of its parts. And that's what this team has done so effectively, is play well together. I saw in the game, the championship game, 10 players were on the court for at least 15 minutes. We distribute time so well because your efficiency doesn't falter when you do it.
Yeah, definitely in the Florida game this past weekend, when you think about when Florida cut it back, it was a 1-point game. Like 40 something. Yeah, it was 1-point game. And then immediately Bruce put the second team in there with Donaldson, Caldwell. You know, all those guys came in there.
KD.
And you're like, but then when they came out there, the defense tempo went up.
Yep.
Donaldson, two big shots. Had a couple steals. Caldwell blocked a few big shots. You know, like that whole second unit was like tearing it up on defense.
Yeah.
And they the one that took the lead from a 1-point lead to almost like an 11 or 12-point lead.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the first team that did that. It was the second team that did that. And like I say, you know, Holloway is a great offensive presence, but thank goodness for Donaldson and KD to come in on a defensive presence, because you can tell something. They try to get him into a one-on-one matchup where they try to beat him with size.
And they can.
And they can. So then
Bruce
has game sometimes because you get in those isolation ball. So this team is built. We'll see what happens. They continue to ride the momentum. Overall, I just think we got some dudes, man. They're excited.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide. So we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Yes, our bracket is no joke. Actually, four of the six high major conference tournament champions are in our corner of the bracket. So, yeah, there's that. Bruce Pearl expressed a little bit of frustration with it, rightfully so, but the proof's going to be in the pudding. You remember in 2019, our path to the Final Four was brutal. We had to go through Kansas. We had to go through Kentucky. We had to go through UNC. Like, to be the best, you got to beat the best. So it's
one double dribble call away from winning that game.
Don't get me freaking started.
Call a double dribble at half court, then we end up in the championship game. So anytime you win a national championship game, I mean, a national championship, you got to earn it. So
yes, it's never going to be easy. You don't want it to be.
All right. So you win the bracket, you've earned your right to be in the Final Four.
Exactly. Well, we will certainly keep you posted on all of that. You doing a bracket?
I always do a bracket. I'm in this $25 slot, you know, us people that don't make all the
money. Timer.
Like Taylor does, you know. I just take two bags. They call that old money. You know, people are looking for that new
money. Old money's better than new money. Who are you talking
new money to? It's different right now. That new money, old money. What you thought you were sitting down to retire, that new money coming. Oh, man. So, Taylor handed out loans to everybody. So, for real, what was I talking about? See, I lost
the bracket. Yes, the bracket. Are you Thank doing you. One?
Yes, I am doing a bracket. So,
have you filled it out yet?
Yeah, one of my friends. I hope they're not listening to the episode because I have a plan. Okay. So you can buy into the bracket for $25.
Okay.
So what I'm gonna do is put my name in the bracket, put 25. Put my wife's name in the bracket, 25. I don't know if I'm gonna tell her yet. Put her name in there for 25, and then when I go through and I'm choosing my picks, when I get to the 50-50. Choose
you can have one of each.
Yeah, choose
so you're opposite. Cheating, is what you're telling me.
No, that's just not cheating. I just decided not to tell my wife here because she gonna want to do her own bracket, and she gonna what I pick. She gonna go total opposite because she's that. No, I'm gonna pick who I think is gonna win. It's not that you pick your team and then I'm gonna go over here and pick another team. No, I'm trying to beat your butt. So,
that's rightfully so.
Right, that's so girl. Yeah, so I haven't. Her yet. ESPN bracket. You doing that bracket where you can win like, was it 1.5 million or something like that.
Yeah, I'm ready to retire.
Technically, 1.5 million. She'd be late March. She ain't gonna be doing the episode no more.
I'm out. Sorry about it. No, I would never. We've already said if we won the lottery, we would still do this. It just
I won the lottery. I wasn't telling anybody.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You bitches won't know.
I know.
Like, there would be signs that have you seen that? Probably not. There's like a trend where it's like if I won the lottery, no one would know, but there would be signs and you put a picture of like things that you love. Like I saw this one girl that said, if I won the lottery, no one would know, but there would be signs. And the next picture was just a bunch of golden retrievers like in a yard. I think mine would be there would be signs. I would have probably every design of Jordan that exists. I would have like one of every pair and probably like a house on the beach, a beach condo or something.
See, me, I'm an HGTV fan, right? So
right,
definitely would go buy a beach or lake home.
Yeah.
Probably go to the Hamptons.
Interesting. You're an East Coast beach guy?
Yeah, Martha Stewart Vineyard or something, you know. Not getting in the water that much anymore, too. No.
It's coming up just here. Martha's.
Martha's Vineyard, people. My bad. So I would like to, you know.
Just I'm sure Martha Stewart loves it there, though. Martha Stewart's Vineyard.
Probably my neighbor. So, you know, I would do that. Next thing you will see 17 Steakhouse in Auburn.
Oh, you should do that anyway. I mean, the restaurant business is kind of trash, but right, I bet it would be successful.
Yeah, 17 Steakhouse.
I like that.
Have you seen, I don't know if you've been paying attention to HGTV. You've been watching The Bachelor.
No, but yet.
On HGTV, so now people are doing these double sinks. What I mean is you can have a 60-inch sink or you can have a 44-inch sink.
Okay.
And so you have a knob on this side and a knob on this side. So you can technically be washing one thing over here, washing a separate thing over here. But it's not all bunched up into the smaller sink. So I looked it up today. I try to figure out a way they can come in here and cut these countertops.
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned this to Shayla yet. Cut these countertops. Give me a 60-inch, you know, sink. Put me a double sink right there. And she walk in the house one day and be like, what's this? We got a double sink. One for baby Jayla, one for us. You know, so the babies just take over everything.
They do.
Taking over the sink, taking over everything, you know. So, and I'm a person, I'm a neat freak. So,
anytime
I walk through, I see something, I'm picking it up.
Only for it to come back out like 10 minutes later.
Every time I clean an area out, I say, hey, can we keep this area clean? Okay, I got you. Literally, the next day, stuff just starts
changing
over there. So, you know what?
Just wait until she's like got toys and they're just everywhere.
Yeah. But I would feel, I would definitely, if I became.
Oh, yeah. If you win the lottery, you're getting double sinks. Riveting.
Double sinks. But, you know, that's not the thing. I'm going to go build a neighborhood of about 100 homes.
Okay.
And I would build a neighborhood and sell it to people.
Okay. So you want to be in like home reno, home construction, or just like development, I guess.
No, I'm being development,
And have a restaurant in Auburn.
Have a restaurant in Auburn.
I like it. I feel like that's very attainable. Like I could see you doing that for sure.
Yeah. I'm talking about, I can do some of that, but
restaurant. When Jalen gets older, when the kids are older.
The loss, it doesn't hurt when you got lottery money.
That's so true. Like if it fails, whatever.
Yeah, lottery money. Like, so okay, I'm gonna go build 100 homes and hope I don't get upside down because I want to build homes for people, sell them, and I want to do my own design And then I want to, you know, have a couple of restaurants, 17 steakhouse. See how the first one starts. So I went over there. So
I'm all for it.
But with that being said, Coach Freeze came out this week and said something about who's been the most consistent quarterback.
Sure did.
It's trending towards Coach going with the veteran this year. The start to see.
He should look the most comfortable right now. Like, that's a given.
But everybody wants to know what does Hank Brown looks like. Because the showing that he had in the bowl game. So, and then Walker White is there, but everyone kind of like expects Walker to kind of redshirt. Yeah. So it's really a three-man race between Hank Brown, Peyton Thorne, Holden Garner. But with all that being said, it looks to be it looks to be Thorne's job to lose.
Yes.
So if he starts the season, what do you need to see from him to say, okay, he's the guy for the whole year?
Yeah. I need to see more leadership. You and I have spoken about that. You've got to have a guy that when your back is against the wall, everyone knows who to turn to. And that guy has to have team first mentality. That guy has to have a level of care when it comes to Auburn being successful. It's not just your fast track to the league. And we've had some guys in the past at that position, maybe even one that's a backup right now, that came into this because it was a springboard for himself individually. And it's why we got our butts handed to us by Georgia in the SEC championship when we very well could have won. So you have to have a team first, Auburn first guy. And as a byproduct, you will be individually successful. So I want to see that leadership and that maturity kind of step up from Peyton. I know that last year's situation was tough. He spoke about it. Hoover that left.
Oh, Robbie.
Robbie talked about it. They were all a little disgruntled about the whole situation. Play calling, rotation of quarterbacks. I get it. That situation was not the, you know, most ideal situation. It could have brought out a bad side of anyone that was in it. All of that's eliminated now, Peyton. You are the veteran. You are the guy with the most reps and the best understanding of this offense. It's time for you to encompass everything that a quarterback should, and that includes bringing the guys along with you. I want to see more accuracy. We have provided a lot more weapons on the perimeter now. That passing game has to be less of a hold your breath, we're throwing it. You've got to have confidence in that. So I want to see accuracy and I want to see leadership. If that is showcased early, it doesn't even have to amount to perfection. But if we see improvements in those two areas, then I agree. I think he's the guy.
Yeah, I think the most important thing you want to see from him, like you said, is one, accuracy. Like I said, leadership is always at the top when it comes to that position. You know, it just has to be. But accuracy for me, because he has to let the ball go early on some of these deep throws. He's not a big arm guy that's going to like, oh, I can let the guy catch up and just sling it. You know, he's more of a guy where it has to be on time. So I would say for him, building timing with these receivers this offseason, especially heading into the summer and the fall, is a key for him. He's got to know when to let the ball go because he can't let guys outrun his arm. I would probably say the other part of it is, be more of a guy that takes on the fault, even when it's not your fault. Because that way your teammates will see it and they'll play harder for you.
That's a great point. So
I just like to see those things from him. If he can do those things and continue to be the runner that he developed into last year, I think that's another element to his to his game that a lot of people haven't paid a lot of attention to.
I don't think anyone expected it, really. Robbie was the runner, you know?
So if he can continue that and everything, then, you know, it's his job to lose. You know, you go out there the first couple of games, you get Alabama State, and then you get California.
Yep.
So to me, the Cal game, not so much the Alabama State game, but the Cal game is where he has to show improvement. And then that third game is it doesn't matter who it is, but the first three games to me is where he is to show that hey, this is I'm taking this team and giving this team an opportunity to achieve what we want to achieve this year.
100%. I also want to clarify, because there have been a lot of rumblings and reports about what the heck was going on. We had also said that the spring game was not going to be broadcasted, because initially it was not. Now it is. It is going to be on SEC Network Plus, so you have to have the app. It will not be on television, but that's the case for all the spring games except Alabama, which is going to be on ESPN like they did with Colorado last year, given all the intrigue and the change, and we get it. So the reason that that happened, I've seen a lot of things on Twitter being like, why did people start this rumor? It wasn't a rumor. The broadcast was not going to happen because all of the SEC schools this year were given the option of not broadcasting their spring game and instead getting a 30-minute slot on SEC Network to produce their own all-access show and basically do whatever, show whatever they wanted to. But we were not going to send a crew to site to broadcast the spring games. All the SEC schools were given that option. There was an expectation that that's what everyone was going to do, because truth be told, the spring game is really for the fan experience. If you go, you can watch the broadcast if you're a diehard fan like we are, but you're really not going to get a ton. You know, you may get a peek into some, you know, development, specifically freshmen that we haven't seen yet, but the nuts and bolts of it, you're not going to get a ton. So we anticipated, or my bosses anticipated, that every SEC school was going to do that. And Auburn also expected that everyone was probably going to do that. So Auburn said, yeah, y'all, we'll just do the all-access show. No need to broadcast. So my bosses told me Auburn's game is not being broadcasted. That decision was made. Well, then it was acknowledged or publicized that only Auburn and Vanderbilt had chosen that option, that everyone else was still broadcasting their spring games. And so Auburn was like, wait, no, like, we thought that this was going to be everybody. We don't need to be different. Let's broadcast the game. So now the game will be broadcasted on SEC Network. A crew has been assigned to cover the game, and you will be able to log on to SEC Network Plus and see A-Day.
Well, that's okay. You know, you still could have listened to Andy and myself.
100%. Why would you watch when you can listen?
You know, a lot of people want to see with their eyes and not with their
ears. And listen to you.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree.
I had a couple of people say, hey, I want to be able to cut my TV on, sit it over here, mute it.
Yep.
Sync the radio broadcast to the TV.
Yeah.
And, you know, listen to you. So SEC is changing. No East or West this year. So Everyone will be tuning in to just think about the SEC tournament this year. Imagine Texas and Oklahoma next year added to this tournament.
Yep.
You know,
I know.
It's going to get fun, guys. So stay tuned. College football is
moving. Excitement.
Playoff. Not this year. The first year will be 12, but it's going to be a 14-game playoff. And we thought when things are getting shorter, things are starting to get more and more.
Yeah, no surprise here. We will certainly keep you covered on all of that. We will follow up on basketball, which again, first game on Friday. And the gymnastics team is headed down to New Orleans. The SEC Gymnastics Championship is this weekend. It will be happening on Saturday. So if you would like to tune in and watch, I will be on the call. The Gymnastics Championship is broken into two sessions. So you've got a day session and a night session, each with four teams in each, because there are eight teams in the SEC for gymnastics. Auburn will be in the day session against Arkansas, Georgia, and Missouri, but it's all considered one competition. So best score of the entire day is who wins. It could come out of the day session or it could come out of the night. So we will have both broadcasts on SEC Network. So best of luck to the gymnastics team as they begin their postseason, and basketball as well. And then we'll get into some baseball. I've actually received a couple DMs asking if we are going to talk about baseball this year. I promise I will talk a little bit about it. I have truthfully not watched a single pitch. So we will get on that as basketball winds down.
Ike Irish, for all you baseball fans. You know, Ike is
legit.
Maybe first round draft pick this year.
Your name can't be Ike Irish and you not be incredible, an incredible athlete. Like, it's just, it's in the cards, you know?
His dad, I think, played professional baseball too, or played some professional sports. So, you know, he has someone that's kind of been, you know, bringing
paving
him along.
The way.
Paving the way. So But I will say though that baseball is doesn't really hit for me until after April.
Yeah, we got to get into like conference series.
You know, it's like right now it's kind of like preseason.
It does feel that way at the beginning, for sure. Yeah. So we will get into it, I promise. But a lot going on right now. So that is going to do it for us today. Otherwise, we're going to get into like an hour and a half episode. Nobody wants that. So we will bid you adieu. Thank you so much for listening and following along. You can subscribe if you have not already. You'll get a notification every time we release an episode. You can also find us on YouTube every week. We do a video element as well. So search Believe in Everything Auburn on YouTube and all of our episodes will pop up. And come on back next week and we'll recap, hopefully, our first round success in BFE Spokane, Washington. Cheers to that, y'all. All right, have a good week. War damn Eagle.
Just put the defense on lockdown.
I freaking love when they do that. It doesn't hit when I do it, but it works for them. See ya.
You got to go over top. You chopping down or something.
Chopping? I got what, up here?
Yeah. Oh,
up. All right. I'll work on it. I'll be better next week. Goodbye.
Peace.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Spectrum Business knows small business owners have to do it all. Get Spectrum One for Business. Just $49.99 a month for internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for a year. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.